day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you.'" The attitude of the Good Samaritan, that's Jesus. Okay? That's the attitude of Jesus. What's that attitude? What is mine is yours, and you can have it. What's mine is yours, and you can have it. The Bible says we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now, folks, you need to understand what a joint heir is. A joint heir is not somebody that gets half the inheritance. A joint heir is one who gets all of the inheritance with all of the other joint heirs. If there's 2 or 3 or however many joint heirs there are, they all get all of it. So listen to me this morning. It's all ours. It's all ours. Everything that God has to give is ours. It belongs to us. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. What is mine is yours, and you can have it. John 3:16 is probably the greatest verse in all the Bible on love, isn't it? For God so loved the world, what? That he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him shouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. And from that I drew a definition of love that I like. Love, now listen to me, love is the willingness to give to meet the needs of another without asking anything in return. That's love. Most of the love, that so-called love that we see in the world, is totally selfish. I'll love you if you love me. That's not the way God operates. Husbands and wives, that's not the way you're supposed to operate, okay? Love is the willingness to give to meet the needs of another without asking anything in return. Now, this denarii here was equal, I told you earlier, to about a day's wage. But I understand in this day and time, this would probably have kept him in that inn and cared for close to 2 months. My word. What this man was giving up for a stranger, for somebody he didn't know, somebody he'd never met, somebody who perhaps would have hated him prior to him doing this. Because the one injured here appears to me to be a Jewish man. I have no proof of that, but I think he probably was. But the denario was a valuable thing. And he said, "Hey, whatever's mine is yours, and you can have it." Now, what's our payment? What did Jesus say to us when he found us wounded, dying, and on our way to hell? That's how he found you, you know. That's the shape you were in, you know. It's the shape I was in. Wounded, dying, and on my way to hell. And he said, "You know what? If you'll put your faith in me, if you'll put your trust in me, I'll give you first of all salvation, and you cannot repay me for that." There is no repayment for it. The Bible says we were bought with in 1 Corinthians 6:20, we were bought with a price. Bought with a price. He said, "I'll give you healing." He said, "I'll give you love and compassion." I love the verse in 1 John 4:19. The Bible says we love him because he first loved us. He loved us before we loved him, before we knew him. He said, "I'll give you protection. I'm with you always. I'll lift your burdens. Cast your cares on me," he said. "I'll care for you." And then he said, "I'll come back to get you. So wherever I am, there you can be also." After being gone for a long time, and it was a couple of years before we even left, so it was 6-7 years ago, the last time we'd gone to see the Passion play in Eureka. But last week, my wife and I drove up there and went to the play. And I tell you what, it is an unbelievable thrill to hear hundreds of people stand and shout and applaud as that form of Jesus begins to ascend toward heaven. And he says, "It is finished. It's finished. I bought you with a price. You're mine. And you can have everything I've got for all eternity. Unbelievable. The attitude of the thieves. What's yours is mine, and I'm going to take it. The attitude of the religious. What's mine's mine. I'm going to keep it. The attitude of the innkeeper. What's mine is yours if you'll pay for it. But the attitude of Jesus. What's mine is yours. And you can have it. You can just have it. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because He says to you today, I bought your salvation on the cross of Calvary with the most precious price the world has ever known. And now I will hand it to you if you'll simply ask me for it. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All He wants you to do is ask, and it's yours. Why don't you stand with me this morning? Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking about for just a moment. It's been a while. I really don't know. Probably 5 years or more since I've been here, since I've preached here. We came a couple of weeks ago just to visit. So, a lot of you I know. I watched your children grow up over the internet. You've watched me grow old over the internet. But a lot of you I don't know. I see a lot of faces that I don't remember. And so I don't know anything about you, but God knows all about you. And like that good Samaritan of old, Jesus is saying to you here this morning, what's mine is yours if you want it. You can have it. All you have to do is ask me. With heads bowed and eyes closed, let me ask you, is there anyone here this morning would say, by just lifting up your hand, I'm going to come to you, embarrass you, I just would never do anything like that, but I do want to pray for you. I don't have to know your name. God knows your name. But by just simply lifting your hand, you say, preacher, I don't believe I've got this salvation you've been talking about. I don't think I know Jesus as my Savior. But I would sure appreciate you praying for me this morning. Would you just slip your hand up and back down? Anyone at all, just before I pray? Anyone at all? Anyone, anyone, anyone at all? Christian, let me ask you. Is there something that God spoke to your heart about? It may not really have anything to do with this message. God has a way of doing that. But something God spoke to you about this morning. And you say, preacher, please pray for me or with me this morning about something that is going on in my life that I'm really concerned about. And I need the Lord's help. And I'll guarantee you, folks, if you'll ask Him, He'll help you. Because He said, whatever's mine is yours. He'll give you peace that passes understanding. He said, He'll carry your burdens for you. Maybe just before I pray, you just slip a hand up. Say, preacher, remember me as you pray this morning. And I want God to remember. Thank you. God bless you. All over. Thank you so much. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so very much for your word. But more than that, thank you for your Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your salvation that He provided so that we can spend eternity with you. Thank you, Lord, for your promise that all we have to do is just ask and you will freely give it for all eternity. Bless now in this time of invitation. And I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. As Brother Matt sings, if there's some decision you need to make this morning, maybe you need to receive Christ as Savior. You know what? I'm just going to walk around down here in just a moment and just come down and say, preacher, I want to go to heaven. Show me how. I'd be glad to do that. Maybe you need a church home. I'm not the pastor here, but boy, I'll tell you, they got a great one. And that's the greatest bunch of people in all the world. This would be a good place to call home. Maybe there's something else that you need to pray. I don't know. I don't know the need of your heart, but you know what? God does, and He'll meet it. Will you come this morning?